Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, and we have a very special show today. We have several young authors in the studio with us, and we're going to find out what they did. They did a project. They wrote a book, and it's now available, from what I understand, where you can actually purchase the book, and we'll find out more about that. But to get us going and to explain the project is Melinda Wallace. She's a teacher with West Jackson Middle School. It's in Jackson County here in Georgia. She's got many of her sixth grade students with us today, and they are all young authors. And Melinda, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Tell us about this program. It's the Young Writers Program, a division of National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo, which I love. Explain what that's all about and the project that your children were working on.
Well, NaNoWriMo is a challenge for authors in general, or wannabe authors, to work on creating a novel over the course of just 1 month. So you can plan or design characters or whatever before November 1st, but you can't write a single word of the novel before November 1st, and you have to be done with your goal, which for adults is 50,000 words, by November 30th. For the Young Writers Program, students set their own goals for how many words they want to write for their novels, and if they meet those goals, then they are able to get the prizes at the end, the most exciting of which is the opportunity to publish their books on Amazon and receive free copies of their books as well.
Now, is this a writing class specifically at West Jackson?
It's a language arts class.
Language arts. And the five young authors that we're going to be interviewing today, were these the best, or how did you pick these five?
Well, we had I had 11 students in my class who finished, and there were several students from a seventh grade class as well. And they, in order to participate today, they had to do a written persuasive essay to explain why they should be chosen. So I had an outside judge pick, and these were the ones who were the most persuasive.
Can you share some of the examples or reasons they gave to, hey, I ought to be on the radio?
Well, they had some excellent reasons, actually. Noelle talked about how she felt like her characters would be relatable for a wide audience. Maddie talked about the pride that she had in finishing a really Herculean task. So they had lots of good reasons.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to the authors and explain again that I understand that these books would be available, that people listening, if they want to read these books and buy these books, they can. Explain that part of it again.
Well, when the students finish when anybody finishes the challenge and at the end of November, then they get a code to work with CreateSpace, which is the company where they publish, and they can revise their book after November 30th. So the students who finish their revision more quickly are able to publish more quickly. So right now, Nicholas's book is available and Haley's book is available, and they have theirs done. Aaron's is almost done, and he's in the process of putting it on CreateSpace now, and Maddie and Noelle are still working on that. So it's kind of, it's a process.
Okay. Well, here's what I want to do. I want to keep you on a microphone, so we're going to have the girls to your left probably share that microphone down there and pass it back and forth when we're interviewing you two, okay, if that's okay. That way I can keep you on, because I want you to ask some questions, too, about the characters and the storylines. Obviously, you're much more familiar with the books. So if we got a deal...
Oh,
we
yeah,
got a deal.
Bet.
Okay. Let me go ahead, first of all, and introduce the young authors here from West Jackson Middle School. Joining us in the studio is Aaron Cabe. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Tell us the name of your book, by the way.
Mystery of Despair.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this one. We also are joined by Noelle Plunkett. Good morning, Noelle.
Good morning.
What's the name of your book?
The Teenage Years.
I'm looking forward to hearing about the teenage years. Nicholas Bergeron is with us. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning.
And the name of your book?
Is The Kidnappings.
The Kidnappings.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And Haley Tegeter.
Hello.
Hi, Haley. And the name of your book?
The Serial Killer Diaries.
The Serial Killer Diaries.
Yes.
Melinda, we might have had to have a talk before the show.
Yeah, it's an interesting group of students.
I'm getting a little concerned. And finally, our fifth author, Maddie Fricks. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
And I'm afraid to ask, but go ahead, the name of your book?
My book is called Room 1408.
Okay. Hopefully. No comment. So I'm looking forward to hearing about Room 1408.
Yes.
Okay. So Haley, Nicholas, Maddie, Aaron, and Noel are our young authors. And we will start with Haley Tegeter. Haley, good morning once again. And the name of your book was?
The Serial Killer Diaries.
We started with a good one, didn't we? Go ahead and tell us about this story and how you came up with it.
Okay, so I was sleeping very late at night. I probably shouldn't have been up. And I was watching CSI Miami. And some interesting stories about serial killers came up. About, like, cases that have not been, like, found out. So it made me think of a story in which there were a big plot twist so that it seemed like you could never figure out a case. So I came up with a story, and the story is about a serial killer who's on the loose, and they keep trying to find the person, but every time they find what seems like a clue, it seems to backturn on them. So it's really hard to find the person.
So you got some plot twists in there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of a scary book? I mean, who would be your reader? Would it be a young reader or maybe older readers?
I think it's kind of a mixture. It seems like a more mysterious than scary because it seems actually a little bit less unlikely. But I think people who are older might enjoy a little bit more than, you know, a five-year-old or something.
Melinda Wallace, the teacher, what is it about the story that Haley, that you enjoyed the most?
Haley did not talk about her perspective shifts in the story. And one of the things that was most interesting about her story is that she goes from one character's perspective to another. And one of the characters that she has the perspective told from is the reader. And so it's a particularly unusual perspective for a book because as a reader, generally, you're not involved in the story. And in hers, you are.
Haley, have you always been a big writer?
I've always enjoyed reading and writing. I used to write lots of stories when I was younger, but I thought they were really dumb. So I never actually shared them. But I did write and read a lot.
And do you have future plans to write some more novels or books?
I wrote a second book. And I'm working on my third one, which will be a sequel to my first one.
Okay.
And her second one is already available on Amazon as well.
All right, well, let's go ahead and give that information too, then. What's the name of that book?
The second book is called Deviate.
Deviate. And are there a lot of plot twists in that story as well?
There are definitely a lot of plot twists in that story because it's a futuristic dystopian story. So there are lots of big things that they find out in the story.
All right. Melinda, is there anything else we should know about her stories?
She's a fantastic writer, and I think they would be enjoyed by many people.
So we're going to encourage her to continue to write.
Definitely.
So her stories are not dumb or whatever, like she was concerned. They're actually very good stories.
Yeah, very, very creative and very well done.
All right, Haley, go ahead and give us the titles of the stories once again, or the books, and again, how people listening, I want to read those stories. How can I get those books?
Okay, so the first one is The Serial Killer Diaries, and the second one is Deviate. You can go on Amazon, and if you search the names, they should pop right up by the name Haley Tegeter. And if you just click on them, you can buy them from there. Or you can also, it's on the Barnes & Noble site. You can buy it from there, too.
Okay, and for those that might want to know how to spell Tegeter, it's Tegeder, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Haley, congratulations, and hopefully we'll have a lot of sales.
Thank you.
You'll be on Oprah's book list club real soon.
Hopefully.
All right. Nicholas Bergeron. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning.
How old are you, Nicholas?
I'm 12. I just turned 12 in January.
Yeah. How old is everybody in here? 12 years old? Is that about the right for everybody?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, Nicholas, tell us the name of your book.
The name of my book is The Kidnappings.
The Kidnappings. I think we have a theme going on here. Tell us your plot lines and your story.
Well, at first it was way different because I had, like, terrorists. I was, like, the main antagonist. But then I was thinking because late at night I was staying up and I was bored and I was playing on my computer. And I thinking, I don't really know much about terrorists. But the other hand, I know a lot about about historical fiction, like the 1940s. So instead, I changed the setting to a pre-World War I theme, like 1918, where like all that troublesome stuff was happening, and the story was much improved.
I'm finding a theme here that your students are staying up late at night.
It would seem so.
Exactly. So tell us about some of the characters in the book.
Well, the main character's name is Jonathan. His mom is kidnapped, and he has no clue who the heck did it. So he goes, like, across country trying, but first he's sent to stay. Well, his dad was also kidnapped as two, so both of his parents were kidnapped, and then he goes to stay with his aunt who mistreats him, and then he runs away from home and tries to find the kidnappers.
There was nothing in your real life that you used for this book. Okay, just want to make sure. Good. That's good to hear. Do you plan to continue to write?
Yes,
stories
I'm
going
to do another book, which is probably be a 20,000 word instead of just a 10,000 word in next NaNoWriMo, and I'm going to keep on adding 10,000 words each year until I have 50,000 words and can do a novel.
That's great. Melinda, Nicholas Bergeron, talk about his story and the job he's done.
He has done a fantastic job. What he talked about in terms of his blending of the history is, I think, his strength, because he has such knowledge of all kinds of history, and so he did really well with that. His process was fantastic.
Have you found that this project has lit a flame for a lot of these students, that they do want to continue to write after just this project? They don't want to stop, because that's what it sounds like.
Most of them have said, even the students who attempted to meet their word count goals and didn't, still all said that they would want to do it again next year. I think I only had one of like 40-something who attempted who said that they wouldn't do it next year, because it is a good challenge and it's an interesting experience. So they've done really well with it.
All right, Nicholas, go ahead again and give the title of your book and how folks can buy it.
It's The Kidnappings on Amazon, but I don't really suggest searching the title because there are 100 more reviews in front of it and it takes forever. I have my name under Mr. Nicholas J. Bergeron. And that's the easiest way to find it on Amazon.
Nicholas J. Bergeron.
Yes.
All right, Nicholas, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hopefully plenty of sales as well. Maddie Fricks is here in the studio. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
I'd like to hear about the name of your book and the story.
Well, my book is called Room 1408. It's about a room that was already there whenever they built the house, so it was kind of like an old room on the old house that was already there. So whenever they built the house around it, and the teenage girl that got that room, she realized something was going on, and it was kind of like supernatural theme. So like she's kind of like interacted with it ever since she's got the room, but then she realizes it's the past of her family that kind of had that supernatural thing. So every once in a while, and she has a diary in the book, so it goes back and forth between her diary, and then every once in a while it'll go to the past. So it's kind of like back and forth and everything, and how she thinks and everything, and she at one point she tries to figure out why everything's going on. So
sounds like it would be a great movie. What was your favorite part about writing the story?
Well, like, the main thing was that I have a lot of experience, like, watching, like, ghost stories and all that. So that's how it got me in the idea of making it, like, supernatural, since I've watched a lot of movies about it and everything. So that kind of inspired me. And using my friends and all that in the book, and it kind of goes, like, me and my friends share, like, the same thing, so I thought that I should put them in, and all of us doing the same thing and everything. So the good thing was that it kind of came from what I like to do and everything.
So a lot of surprises in the book, sounds like, as well.
Yes.
Will people be shocked when they find out how it ends?
At the end, it's really good, so yes, they would be pretty shocked.
All right, we don't want to give away the ending. This, like I said, could be a good movie and so forth. Melinda, your thoughts on Maddie and her story?
Yeah, she did a great job with the suspense and the tension in the story, so it's definitely one to read.
I think we got a couple movies out of some of these books, perhaps. Are you looking to continue to write and maybe write some more stories in the future?
Yes, I really am. And next year, and probably the year after that, I'll write a few more.
And do you like the supernatural theme? Might that be something that you continue to write about?
Yes. And what I'm thinking about the next books are going to be like my best friends and all that is their perspective of the story, not just the main character, which pretty much is me. But I'm going to go like the next one is going to be about the main character's best friend, how her perspective was of the whole thing. So.
Okay. Well, Maddie Fricks, again, give us the name of the book and how people can buy it.
Well, Room 1408, well, I'm still working on putting it on Amazon, so that's not really on it yet, but still.
Okay. Some point, though, they can just find Room 1408 or either Google that or maybe your name and figure it out and get the book.
Yes, but it won't be Maddie Fricks whenever they do look up. It'll be Maddie Lee Fricks, which is my real name.
Okay. So. Okay. I thought maybe we were going to have some ghostwriters, and they're going to come up with some ghostwriter names. All right. Well, Maddie, congratulations on your story, and looking forward to hearing more about it. All right. Aaron Cabe. Aaron, how are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Aaron, get closer to the microphone. Tell us about your story, the name of your book, and the story.
Well, it's Mystery of Despair, and it starts off as a man who's living his life after his wife's death, and he runs a little market, and then he snaps out of his his general life, and he ends up moving to L.A., and then it's from there on him enduring from what his life will become after that.
Now, is this kind of like a mystery, or is this a comedy? How would you describe this book?
Oh, I attempted to make it a mystery / suspense type of thing, but it never really occurred to be more suspense. But
okay, is there a main character?
Yes.
And tell us all about the main character.
Well, the main character is the man who's living his life after his wife's death. It's William. I never actually applied his last name into the book, so he's nameless, really, from after William. So he's living alone, basically, and his wife had cancer, and then she died afterwards, but not from the cancer, but from someone else. Her brother, or actually, yeah. Spoiler.
You're not concerned at all, Melinda, about any of these books. I mean, a lot of suspense, supernatural. I mean, I'm waiting for that uplifting, happy thing.
Right. It's possible. I asked several times if I needed to get the counselor when we were working on the books.
Oh, I think we got one by Noel. So it's a good thing we'll end with Noel. It'll be a happy, uplifting one. Talk about Aaron's writing and his story.
His strength is definitely his word choice. He does a great job creating mood in his story. And he spent a good bit of time, I feel like, in selecting words and looking for their connotation and trying to come up with the best way to make this very bleak kind of landscape in his story.
Aaron, what was your favorite part about writing this story?
Well, my favorite part would either be the beginning or the end, because the way I wrote it, because I had a large word goal, and so ending the book was kind of a relief.
And so this has got you a spark to do hopefully more stories in the future.
Possibly more stories. I will do NaNoWriMo next year, though.
Okay. I keep your eye on Aaron. Just he concerns me a little bit. Aaron, congratulations. Go ahead and give us the name of the book and how people can get it.
Oh, Mystery Despair, and I haven't published it yet, but I will before the end of the year.
Okay, we'll look forward to finding out information about it when you publish that book. And again, we're talking with some of the young authors from the West Jackson Middle School, 6th grade class of Melinda Wallace. They all participated in the Young Writers Program Division of National Novel Writing Month, and they wrote a 50,000-word novel. Am I correct, Sophie?
Well, they set their own word goals since it's the Young Writers Program, and so they each have a different word count that they reached. I don't remember all of them specifically, but they could tell you.
Okay. Our fifth and final young author here in the studio today is Noel Plunkett. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning.
Tell us about your book, the name of the book, and hopefully it's not death and despair and supernatural, although that's all cool stuff. To read about, but your book's a little different from the others.
It is. The title of my book is The Teenage Years, and it's in the perspective of the main character. Her name is Emily, and her best friend's name is Trey, and they kind of don't really have anyone outside of themselves. They have formed kind of a wall with their friendship because in previous years, Emily has been bullied and picked on, and Trey is kind of like her safe place in the book.
How'd you come up with the idea for the story?
Well, once again, I watch a lot of TV, and majority of the teenage movies published these days, they are about struggles and things like that. And I think it's a very inspirational topic, and I was definitely always interested in it, even in elementary school. And so I thought that it would be a really great subject to base my book around.
Was it a challenge to come up with a story, or once you started going, you kind of got in a flow and it was kind of easy? Or how hard was it to write?
Well, at first, I thought it would be really easy because I had a bunch of plot ideas and, like, elements that I wanted to incorporate in the story. But then towards the middle, I had to make, like, the settings perfected around these characters, and I couldn't put the characters into the setting. And that became difficult, and I spent a while just trying to step back and make it all incorporate together because I was having trouble making the pieces fit together.
Who do you see being kind of the reader of your book? Would it be other teenagers?
I suppose so, because there's a lot of characters that are kind of side characters of people who are mean to her, but she still wants to be around them. And I feel like the person who is bullying her is a symbol for people's lives. It's his character. His name is Matt. And I think that his character is just a symbol of, like, frustration and grief and things in people's life. And part of the story, part of the plot elements, is Emily, she's talking with Trey and she's going places with him, and she's trying to find herself and kind of forget about all of her frustration and stuff with Matt.
Melinda, your thoughts on Noelle and the story that she wrote?
With Noelle's story, I think the strength is how she paces her story. It's a very authentic feeling friendship between these two characters. And then as their relationship kind of shifts and changes, it feels like they're people that you really know. She did a good job coming up with her characters and making them believable.
Noelle, give us again the title of your book and how people can get it.
The title of the book is The Teenage Years, and I have not published it, but I am almost done with revisions, and it will be on Amazon pretty soon.
Okay, Noelle Plunkett, thank you so much. When you, Melinda, were doing this project with the students, did you talk about how to develop characters and how to develop plots, and was that part of the premise?
Well, it was. It was actually during our narrative writing. You know, all of my students were working on narrative writing at the time, and NaNoWriMo was something that a student had told me about several years before, and so I had participated, and one of my colleagues as well. And so I wanted students to be able to participate this year. So I told them all about it and gave it as an option for their narrative assignment. They could choose to participate, or they could just write a regular narrative, you know, in regular school kind of form. And so it was their decision. And then as we're going through the narrative writing unit, we talked about character development. We talked about setting. We talked about pacing and things like that. And we looked at the structure of stories. So they did get all that. They are all very motivated on their own. And so while I encouraged and suggested all the things that they did, they supported one another. We meet on Wednesday mornings at 7 o'clock if they want to come in and, you know, help out each other and things like that. We met over Thanksgiving break because the end of November actually happened over Thanksgiving break this time. So we didn't have like a end of the month hurrah that we wanted. So I said, okay, if you want to meet in the library, let's meet at the library. And so they did that. Very motivated students. And so I think that's a lot of the reason for their success with this and will be the reason for various other successes that they'll have in the future.
Were you surprised with the stories that came out of this project? Did it exceed your expectations? Was it what you expected or not what you expected?
I had high expectations and they surpassed them by leaps and bounds. I mean, they are phenomenal writers and they come up with such cool ideas and they did such a good job in looking back at their own work in a critical way and fixing and evaluating and improving. And I wish them they'd blow me away on a daily basis.
Let me go around the room real quick and just ask some questions as we begin to wrap up the show here. Again, we're talking with some young authors from the Melinda Wallace's sixth grade class at West Jackson Middle School in Jackson County. Is that Jefferson, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
In Jefferson, Georgia. Maddie, when you were getting into this project, were you thinking, oh, this is going to be awful and hard and a lot of work, and did it turn out to be more fun than you thought?
Well, when I started, I didn't think that it was going to be awful or hard or anything. I kept saying to myself, I can do this. This is not going to be really hard. So whenever I started, I had the idea in my head. I wrote down as much as I could until like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. I'll be writing and everything. So it wasn't hard. I wasn't nervous or anything. I was really into it, so.
That's great. Nicholas, was this a fun project?
Before sixth grade, I actually hated writing. I did not do it at all. But then during sixth grade, I was thinking writing isn't really this bad. So then I decided to do the NaNoWriMo, and after that, I was up all night doing all this stuff, and now I've totally refined my thinking of writing, and it was very fun, and I'm most definitely going to do it again.
Oh, you've created some new authors here, Melinda. Aaron, were you dreading this project, or was this just something that you kind of fell in love with?
Well, I mean, at first, I sort of dreaded it, because I waited a good few days to actually start writing, but it ended up becoming easy as I went along.
That's great. Noelle, was this a fun project to work on?
Well, at first, I thought it would be really easy and that I could just write a book and it wouldn't be that hard. And for a while it was because, once again, I had a lot of the plot elements that I wanted. But towards the middle, for me, I got really frustrated with my characters and I really just wanted to sit down with my characters and ask them why they're not fitting in settings and things like that. But I just kept telling myself that I had to keep going and that I couldn't give up.
That's great. And Haley, let me ask you about the characters in your book. Did the characters almost feel like they were real people?
I think that was one of the most complicated parts for me because, I mean, I'm not an adult, so I don't know how everything in the adult world works. So I had to rely on my family a lot, and I had to kind of do, like, secret research, like, on all the adults around me, like, all my teachers and my parents and my family. So after I did that, I think it was a little bit easier to fit my characters in, even though, I mean, they're kind of detectives, like on a serial killer case.
Okay, great. Secret research. Well, you just gave away your secrets. Now people are going to be real careful around you. Don't know what you're going to do. All right, our young authors again today, Haley Tegeter, Nicholas Bergeron, Maddie Fricks, Aaron Cabe, and Noelle Plunkett. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today, everybody. And Melinda, thank you for coming in and bringing in your young authors.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Melinda Wallace and her students from the sixth grade class at West Jackson Middle School. That's it for this special edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. We'll see you next time right here on Business Radio X.